Jeff, every draft period is important, but does this one seem more important considering the moves you've made to get four in the top 30 and the two disappointing seasons you've had?
Possibly. I mean, it's the first time I've had a first-round pick for 3 or 4 years, so that sort of makes it a little bit... It makes us a bit more excited about it, and particularly to have two. So, obviously the team, the club as a whole, wants to get back into the finals, so there's probably a little bit more pressure this year than there's been in the past.
You're confident in the draft group, the whole lot, that you can get four good players?
Oh, yeah, I've always been confident. You know, pretty early days in this season, we worked out this was going to be a pretty good draft. Hence the reason we tried to trade up to get some picks, and we were successful in getting four inside 31, I should say. So, yeah, no, we're excited we'll get some good players.
What makes it a good draft in your eyes?
Often people look at the top-end talent and say it's a good draft. In my eyes as a recruiter, it's the depth. I think there's good players all the way through, and some players are going to get picked in the maybe 40s, 50s, 60s, are going to end up being good players.
So this year, with your pick 31 in some other years, looking at this year's depth, that pick talent could be a top 20 selection. Is that a fair call?
Something along those lines, yeah. I mean, I think some boys that have had really good seasons are going to be a bit surprised at how low they go in this draft. So, we're excited to have the picks we've got.
What are you after position-wise?
I think I said yesterday, we struggled a little bit through the midfield last year, and we had some injuries down back, but the boys that came in seemed to be able to cover that reasonably well. So probably more, from the mid forward.
Elite kickers, is that something that?
The coaching group have sort of placed a little bit of importance on the ability to kick the footy this year. Obviously, the last couple of years, the efficiency rate hasn't been great, so that's been a little bit of a focus for us.
You need another tool for us.
SA boy Will Haywood has been a bit of a surprise packet. Are you likely to pick him up if the Crows don't snatch him before
you? someone's going to, because he's up there, he's going to be there tomorrow night. He's had a really good year, and obviously he's highly rated by lots of clubs, not just us, so we'll just have to see who's there when it's our turn.
No Shules, no Bush. I guess you need a tall forward like a Haywood or a Todd Marshall.
Possibly. I mean, we also get Paddy and Ryder back and Gus Mumfries back, who both can play at that end of the ground as well. So we've sort of worked through different scenarios and what may come to us, and we'll work through that.
We're strongly linked to Brett Eddy and Luke Reynolds. Are they players you might look at in the national draft, or are they more pre-season or rookie selections?
Once again, probably because with Johnny Butcher and Jay Schultz moving on, that we've probably been linked with a few forwards. But so we've got some strategies in place to find the right mix of people from the group.
Do you want to pick players that can play next year, or is it all about the best talent?
To be honest, from a recruiting point of view, it's about the best talent. The coaching group decides who plays, who doesn't. And I found in the last few years, the boys that are coming in through the draft process are a bit more prepared to be ready to play early doors. And as I said, Ken's played Ollie and Jarman in their first years. Riley Bonner played last year in his first year as well. So he's not afraid to give them a go if they deserve an opportunity and they're ready.
So if you tended to pick local, or have we reached a point in time where players realise they've got to go where they're picked?
We've never really had a focus. Often, as I said, we're trying to get the best talent. Hopefully they're from South Australia. Sometimes they're not. I've found, once again, in the last few years, going around talking to kids and meeting with them and the families, they're more accepting of the fact they're probably going to have to move. So that's sort of becoming a bit of a lessening issue as each year goes on.
Does it weigh on your mind at all, given how all of the free agency has opened up players to just sort of, in a way, pick and choose when they want to go home?
Oh, a little bit. When you don't want to put a couple of years of time and effort into them and then they get up and leave. But as a recruiting group, we're charged with finding the best players for our club. Now, if they're from South Australia, that's fantastic. And if they're not, well, so be it.
Parks, Gary Buchanan ranked Alex Willis as the 25th best prospect. Obviously, he's had that heart issue. As a drafted club, what do you do about him? Do you have to let him go because of his health concerns, or...?
We rely heavily with that thing on our medical staff, and they've obviously read the reports and raised some concerns. So it's a tragedy. I mean, Alex has had a really good season and would have got drafted reasonably high. Now, at this stage, I don't think we're not going to be prepared to take that risk. I'll put that out. Unfortunately, our medical staff are concerned, and I think he's still trying to find some specialists in that area to hopefully get him going down the track.
Has he got any full clarity on that? Has he, Shelby? There's a certain degree, but not full clarity. Is that more? Have you got full clarity on that?
Oh, no, just going by the reports that we've got, our medical staff have enough concerns for us to probably say he needs to keep finding some medical opinions that they're different.
How's the club rate Ben Jarman, Jeff, from what you've seen? I know the Crows have passed on him and the father son. You guys obviously won't take him with your first couple of picks, but do you rate him as a talent?
Oh, yeah, Ben's yeah, he's a talented player. I mean, obviously, he's got the bloodlines to suggest he's going to have some sort of ability. And he's had a good season. He's put himself in the frame to be drafted. Now, as I said, the Crows, they've stated they still might take him. You know, we'll look at him as well. I mean, I think all clubs will look at him because he's obviously got the famous name and he's got some talent.
Would you consider him for a late round pick?
It's like any player, really, to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to say yes or no, but he's a player we've talked about.
You got six picks. Do you leave one back?
We'll go five.
Five.
So we'll just wait and see. Our plan is to go to 31 and stop. But you never know. So this draft's pretty even, and we might find a player that we think fits our needs. Still there at 79, we might take him, but more than likely we'll probably pass.
Thank you very much.